Welcome back to the podcast on everything. We have the final installment of the NFL playoff series, the Super Bowl, of course, for those that aren't aware. We unfortunately couldn't get our NFL player. He has the flu right now, which kills me. So we'll find a way to get him on. But we still have
I'm
Brady
just as good.
with us.
I'm just as good as a professional player.
Yeah. Now, for those of you keeping score, which is definitely myself, against the spread, Brady is 7-5. I have
I feel like
five
there were enough comments saying that I was right last time,
losses.
so you can give me that 8-4 if you want.
But you're still 6-4 at best. I was 8-2, so I'm 9-3. Possibly you could say 8-4 because of that Houston game, as we talked about. So if you stay with us, you're still in the you're still winning, right? Still winning. And if
I'm
you
keeping that flat.
properly, you'd be winning a lot. So what we're going to do in this episode, we're going to recap in about 2 minutes the championship games. Then we'll break down and spin wheel Super Bowl and do a whole bunch of random picks for the Super Bowl. Lot of prop bets, things of that nature. So as we've done every other session, we're going to start off with the AFC. The Chiefs won 32-29 against the Bills. Brady, why don't you tell us your thoughts on this game? What happened, and what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, first thing you got to bring up is going to be that fourth down poor call that didn't spot the ball we were supposed to. Just hyping up the ref conspiracy against everything like that. I mean, other than that, I mean, it was a good game to watch. I mean, both teams were playing hot. Both teams looked good. There were a few balls that I think, even without that fourth down call, I think the Chiefs ended up walking away with that win just because you look at the offense of the Bills compared to the Chiefs, and Chiefs offense wide receivers came up and made the catches when they needed to, and the Bills dropped wide open passes to them pretty much, and that's kind of what ultimately it came down to. But other than that, good game, exactly what everyone kind of thought was going to happen, but hyping up the ref conspiracy.
Yeah, and I don't want to get into all that, but it seems like the Bills had their chances many times and failed. I mean, Tony
Yeah.
Romo is on there saying they love going to the left side. They love going to the left side on the QB sneaks, and they did it every time, and it would fail. And that's something that the Chiefs are great at. They know something you're really good at, and they focus the whole week on stopping that one thing.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, that's one thing it just comes down to. I mean, you look at the coaching staff of the Chiefs, you can say all you want about them, but that's top tier coaching class over there, so.
Yeah, and it kind of went how we thought it was going to be. It was going to be a close game. Chiefs were going to pull it out in the end, and that seems to be the theme for this year for the Chiefs. They win games they could probably lose or don't deserve to win, but that's what championship teams do, is they find a way to win ugly games, games they shouldn't. And this is now 7 AFC Championship games in a row, and they've won 4 of them, I believe. Is it 4 of them overall?
I could not tell you
It's
that,
so
man. I
many.
mean,
I know this is their third Super Bowl in a row to try to win it. I
yeah.
don't actually, yeah. No, the Bengals are
The
in there.
third is a
Yeah,
third
so
in a
this would be
row.
4 out of 5.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they lost to the Bucs and they won the year before that. So yeah, and it was the Rams and Bengals one yesterday, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, is it might be 5 out of 6 then, which is getting even crazier. So yeah, unfortunately, the team that we thought was going to go is in. We both wanted to see the Buffalo, and we were 100% okay losing that bet. We both took Kansas City, and Kansas City giving up the points. Now let's go to the NFC. This game was a 55-23 victory for the Philadelphia Eagles. They had 7 rushing touchdowns in the game.
That's crazy.
They tied the record. They put up 21 points in the fourth quarter, gave up 8 points in the whole second half. Brady, what'd you think about this game?
Yeah, I mean, I think I said the Eagles are going to win it. I definitely called it being a lot closer than that, but I don't know who would have called a blowout like this happening unless you had a script or something. But, like, there's nobody who ever saw this blowout coming. I think you texted me while it was happening. You were like, you were right about the Commanders, just the wrong week, pretty much. I said they were going to do it against the Lions. They fell apart against the Eagles, outclassed, outcoached, outperformed in every single possible way against the Eagles, pretty much.
What's crazy is the first play of the game for the Eagles, Saquon runs it all the way down.
I mean, that's
gets
just,
down.
you know, it's going to be bad from there.
Yeah, and you're like, oh my God, look at that. But then they made it close and they kept it close. They made a field goal and then the Eagles marched down and it's 14-3 at the end of the first quarter. But at the end of the half, it wasn't that as bad as what you thought it was going to be. You're like, the Washington Commanders are in the game, but they're finding ways to kind of the Eagles are finding ways to kind of keep it separate, where it's like it's could be a game, but it's also could be a blowout, and then it's just
Just from
insane.
there on, just
Yeah,
put on the gas completely.
and then it's turnover machine. They put in their backups at some point, and their backup gets like a 60-yard run, and.
Yeah, I think I saw one of the, I forget who it was, like Callister or something, like one of the running backs for the Eagles. He was like plus 3,000 to get a touchdown or something like that, and he ended up getting the last touchdown, like their last rushing touchdown or something. I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah, I think right now we have the two hottest teams in football where we want them. The only other team I would say would be hot was the Bengals because they were just rolling at the end of the season.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, the Bengals had one more win in the beginning of the year than they would have been probably playing Kansas City, to be honest with you.
yeah, and they just lost all those games, and that's what the difference between them and Kansas City was. Kansas City found ways to win games that they shouldn't, and Bengals found ways to lose games that they should win. But yeah, besides the Bengals, I think we have the matchup we expected. Some people would say the Lions, but then you got the injuries, right? So I wouldn't expect the Lions to get to where the
I
Eagles are.
expected the Ravens, so.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a few teams. Once the playoffs come, it doesn't matter how hot they are or cold, you kind of know they turn it on. You know the Steelers
Yeah.
turn it off.
Well, they did that at the end of the last quarter of the season to begin with, so.
Just the main thing. Any other thing to say before we start going into a Super Bowl?
No, I mean, I'll call next season's Super Bowl winner as the Ravens right now. You can put that as your like futures bet if you wanted to. But that's
I'm going to see who their kicker is next year before I make any decision.
a whole different one we can talk about at a different
Yeah,
episode if you wanted to, Dan.
I have, and I'm going to start this
I'm
up
not
again.
supporting
Yeah.
I'm not supporting Jay Tuck right now, so we'll see what happens, but
Yeah. So we have this spin wheel. I'm going to pull it up. We're going to go through a few scenarios. And then we'll break down the game. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. Tell me why you think Andy Reid is going to retire after this game.
Well, didn't he come out yesterday and say he's not?
Well, now you got to convince everybody. That's what the spin wheel of destiny has told you. You have to convince people, despite what he
Okay,
just
all right.
said.
Well, look at it this way. Man's been to the football world for a super long time. He has nothing but accolades, instant Hall of Famer. There's nothing his career can do right now except for go down. I mean, you got Travis Kelce, who had a down year this year, so who knows if he's gonna even stay. He has retirement thing going up in the air. The only thing he's got really sticking with him is Mahomes, who's going to be playing for whoever knows how much longer, right? Pass the torch now after this year, win the Super Bowl, go out on top, go down as probably argument could be made that you're a better coach than Bill Belichick ever was. Tom Brady was the reason for Bill. You have your own things to say that you're just as good, if not better, because you have what you did with the Eagles and then what you did with Kansas City, turning both of those teams around. And go home, live the rest of your life watching the games, become a commentator, and take the easy way out. I mean, seems like you got nothing left to do to if you when you go out and win this game this week, pretty much. So,
Nice. All right. Why Carson Wentz will be kneeling the ball at the
revenge, baby.
game.
What are you
Yes.
talking about?
Yeah, so Andy
Anthony.
Reid, everybody knows the history of the Eagles. Andy Reid left. They were in turmoil. They eventually get Carson Wentz. He's going to bring him to a Super Bowl. Oh, wait. Tears his ACL diving for the end zone against, I guess, Sam. I think Sam Darnold got him, or Sam Arnold. Someone, yeah, someone defensive wise got him right before he gets in the end zone. Backup quarterback wins it all. Carson Wentz is a shell of his former self. So to go, Andy Reid knows to resurrect his career, he needs to get a victory against his former team, right? It's like slaying the dragon that has you. No better way to do that than to kneel the ball to win the Super Bowl against your former team. So that's what I think they're going to do at the end of the game. Not saying that that's my prediction, but that's the spin wheel of destiny. I got to convince people that that's what they would
Nope,
do.
lock it in. That's what Dan's saying,
Yep.
exactly what's going to happen.
And then maybe Carson Wentz goes somewhere else, and who knows, the Cleveland Browns, they seems like they may need a
Why
brother.
not, Giants?
Why this halftime show will be the best halftime show of all time?
Oh, I mean, you gotta think about it. It's rumored right now that this is gonna be New Orleans' last Super Bowl, right? And one of the most out there. NFL's come out and said they want to start spreading it around a little bit more. They've even mentioned that they're thinking about taking it internationally now at this point. So, I mean, the city knows, one, how to party. Two, they gotta be able to go out on top. Three, last time they hosted a Super Bowl, the lights went out. So I think that if the lights go out this time, they're gonna be the reason that it happens. So I think that New Orleans is the whole thing is they are like, we are going to be taking this out on top. They don't care who's performing, they don't care what song is done, as long as it is spectacular, and New Orleans is going to make that happen.
That is awesome. I just learned a few things that the NFL wants to make it us international.
Yeah, they said that there's no thought about it until they get more of a fan base, but they said that it's definitely something they're looking to do in the future. But who knows what Goodell's ever talking about?
Yeah, personally, I think that's a terrible decision because all the teams
I
play
agree.
and all are based in America. So to take it out of America, it's like a slap to the face. It's like playing the World Series in
Yeah, but
Japan.
right. No, but it could also be like Taylor Swift. People are flying to New York for her concerts because it was cheaper to get tickets there. So maybe it's the same exact way.
Why Saquon Barkley gets three touchdowns. So the Eagles just scored seven rushing touchdowns. Saquon had two of them. Could have had way, actually, yeah, he had three. Could have had way more than that. The Eagles' run game is unstoppable right now. He gets. Right now, he's averaging two rushing touchdowns of 60 yards plus. So, if I'm going with the average right now, he's got two. And they're going to try to get revenge for the last 2 years ago. Saquon is on a whole nother level. Easily, if anyone's going to get three touchdowns in this game, passing, running, anything, I'm putting my money on Saquon, the guy that's got 2,000 plus rushing yards this season and is literally just the talk of the NFL right now. And that's it. I seem like I just nailed that one, I think.
I mean, to be honest, real destiny or not, I mean, you convinced me that that's going to happen anyway. So,
All right. This why this is Mahomes' last Super Bowl.
oh, I mean, you look at it like this. It's dude's so distracted by everything else around him. I mean, he's got the money now and everything, but he's got so much other stuff going on. I think he's on what, his third kid now at this point. He's got more brand deals out there than ever. Plus, is this everything is going to start declining from this point around him because everyone's going to be rooting against the Chiefs. The only people who are going to be having fan bases now for the Chiefs are people in Kansas City. Like I said already, Kelce's going down a little bit. The defense has looked pretty good at points this year, has also looked pretty not great at points this year. I think Andy Reid could be going out anytime soon, like next year, the year after. I think that things are just going to start that bubble that he had to give him the perfect scenario for him to thrive in like that is just not going to be there anymore after this year. Too much money is going to come into play, too much distractions outside of football.
I also thought you were going to bring up the Ravens gonna go to the Super Bowl, so that's gonna make it tough for him.
Yeah, we're going to 5-peat now, so.
Will Donald Trump make an appearance? I think no, but I think I convinced people that he would because he's the president now. This is 150 million people are going to be watching this game. So basically, almost one out of every two people in America. He goes there, he has a message. He can spread it to one out of every two people, whatever his message is. If he does a coin toss, even more so. So I think this is the perfect place. He has been to many football games before and made appearances, SEC games. I want to say he's been to a Super Bowl before, but I'm not 100%. But everything's aligning and making it easy that he could just pop down to New Orleans, wave to the crowd. Maybe they'll give him a microphone and he can spiel whatever he does. But my money's on he's going to try to make an appearance during that. They'll probably show Taylor Swift more than they'll show him, but I think he's going to be there. Will these two teams play again in the Super Bowl in the next 5 years?
I don't think so. I think this is the last time you see this matchup for a bit. I mean, you look at like I've been talking about, Kansas City has been talking this year how they're just not a team that they used to be, right? I think the Eagles have a chance at doing it. I think the NFC has dramatically become more of a competitive division entirely within the past couple of years. Teams are resurging that we haven't seen life from since like the 90s, pretty much. I think the NFC is just going to get tougher. I think that the Chiefs are going to start dipping after this year. And I think that both teams will come back sporadically. I just don't think that this is going to be the matchup for a little bit.
All right. We only have a few more. So I just landed on one, so I got to spin on another one. We did that one again. We're running out of them. Okay, this one. All right. So now I need to convince you and the podcast listeners why this starts the Eagles dynasty. So.
Oh, let's hear it, especially from an Eagles fan.
Yeah, so the Eagles were just there and failed a couple years ago. Usually you see a team before they get on a roll, they fail, they overachieve, then they take a step back, and then they hit the ground running after that. You've seen that countless times. It also happens just like body-wise, you do really well, and then all of a sudden you have a little setback, and then you bump back up again. So this is their bump back up. The Chiefs have been there for way too long. So once they beat them, it's kind of like they just slayed Goliath. Everyone's not going to be focusing on the Eagles. Everyone's just going to be looking elsewhere as, all right, now there's anyone can win it. The Eagles have shown that they can be one of the top teams in the league. They had a weird end of last season when they were 10-1, and everyone thought they're the best team, and they just lost everything very quickly. They have a quarterback who has been able to just win no matter how good his stats seem to be. Saquon Barkley is wrapped up, and I think he, since he's already gotten to the Super Bowl with them, he will stay there. As long as he's in peak form, which I think he will be for at least the next 3 years, I think they can rattle off two out of three, or at least two. If you want to call that a dynasty, I think in the NFL, winning two titles in 3 years, you can consider that a dynasty. You look at some historical ones, they call those dynasties. Cowboys, Denver in the 90s. So I think it's wholly possible to do that. The NFC always has a new team every year, except for the Niners and the Eagles. This is very recently. The Niners have taken a huge step back. That leaves the Eagles as the champs for that division until someone can prove me otherwise. All right, this is
I
the
like
last
it.
one. So I'm just going to, whatever it lands on, I'm just going to pick the ones that haven't been said.
Okay.
All right. Why this is going to be the best Super Bowl of all time?
I mean, you hear the talk about everything. This, I think I said it earlier, this is the world against Kansas City right now. I think that there's so many people just rooted against them. There's so much built up, like anticipation that it's going to be like most people watch the Super Bowl and they're like, I don't care who wins. I'm here to bet or just watch it, see the commercials pretty much or something. If you are a football fan, you have somebody you're rooting for in this. It's either the Eagles or it's Kansas City, right? You're not just watching it because it's the Super Bowl at this point. There's going to be such energy throughout the entire game. Whether you're watching it in the stadium, whether you're at home at a bar or anything like that, that every single play is going to matter so much for this, not only for the actual game, but just on like a emotional standpoint mindset where everybody's rooting for somebody in this pretty much. I think just all that built up energy, all the talk about Chiefs Dynasty, about Eagles coming in about 2 years ago, all that stuff is going to come to a head and just make it just an insanely good matchup.
This is the last one. I don't even need to spin it, but I'm going to spin it. The best company for a commercial this year is going to Doritos. That's my prediction. I don't know why. My instinct tells me Doritos. They always have commercials and they always go really crazy. The best commercial
What?
this year was Kanye West when he was basically driving his car and saying, "Hey, go to my website." And then he made like $17 million off a $7 million commercial.
That's crazy.
And he filmed it on his freaking cell phone, right?
That's
So these other
crazy.
companies are putting lots of money in. I think for some reason, Doritos at the end, when people rank them, will be the best commercial.
You know, when you asked that question, that was the first one that popped into my head too, so.
Yeah, I remember a couple of years ago, my answer was FTX when they had Larry David, and they're going over
Oh,
to
right.
FTX, but they're not a company that exists anymore.
So I can't do it this year.
Yeah. All right, so now we're going to break down the game and do our predictions for that and a whole bunch of random stuff. So we got the Eagles, they're down to +1, so that means the Chiefs are favored by a point. The over-under is 49. Brady, how do you see this game playing out?
I think it's going to be a good game. I think you look at what everything's done. I'm pretty sure I saw something. Chiefs haven't let up a 100-yard rusher yet this season, I think it was, like around those stats or something. I think everybody comes to play. I don't think there's anybody who you can say didn't show up or anything like that. But I think that Barkley breaks loose. I think that there's no way Chiefs are stopping him. I think he runs for one, maybe two touchdowns. I think Hurts might probably steal another touchdown from him this year and take it at the 1 yard line instead of giving it to Barkley. I think Eagles ended up walking away with this. I think it's going to be tight, but I think ultimately, I think Eagles win by like two scores, seven. Like, I don't want to give them a. I say Eagles win by like 10 points, pretty much, to come down to the end of it. It's gonna be like Chiefs have the ball, maybe a turnover or something in the fourth. Eagles go down, kick a field goal, and just seal the game with like 2 minutes left.
Right. You're taking the over under as well?
Yeah.
Which one?
Let's see.
49.
He says 49. I'll take the over on this one. They're two high-powered offenses playing against each other. I think it's going to be over 49.
All right. Yeah, I'm going in. I'm confident, but I've been here. I've done this before. The Eagles, and as a fan of the Eagles, it's always tough because you're like, oh, I'm thinking of them as at their best because it's the last game of the season, right? But the way Saquon and Barkley has been playing, the way their offense is just moving the ball, they are playing a great defense that can stop people. But I haven't seen them stop somebody like Saquon and this kind of offense. The Eagles know exactly what their bread and butter is now. Beginning of the year, they were unsure and they had fans heckling, saying, hey, run the ball to the coach, from the sidelines. And now they understand, hey, you run the damn ball when you have these players. So they might not have given up a 100-yard rusher, but they also haven't played Saquon Barkley and another quarterback that can run the ball. Like, it's either one or the other. And the line is considered the best line in football, right? So you're going against the best line, arguably the best running back, and a decent quarterback that can run the ball. I'm not saying he's the best runner, but he gets what he needs to get done. If it comes down to tush pushes and brotherly shoves, the Eagles are going to get those fourth down conversions that the Bills seem to struggle with, and that's going to sustain drives and get extra points. I'll be obviously disappointed, but I'll be shocked if the Eagles don't win this game. Based on what they have, how their defense is looking, Mahomes is not the Mahomes of past, but he does always find ways to get done when he needs to get done. So I think they keep it close, but I think the second half is when the Eagles really turn it on and win the game.
All right, what's this final score?
Yep, I will, since it's a Super Bowl, I'm going to take the over. Because it usually always tends to happen. People get hyped up. They make kind of silly mistakes.
So
So,
for the second week in a row, we have the exact same bet.
yeah. So we're going to do a few scenarios as we wrap this up. The first one, coin toss. What are you taking, heads or tails?
Tails never fails, baby. I'm going tails.
All right, I'm going heads. All right. Do you know who John Batiste is? He's a singer.
I think I've heard the name, but no, not really. In the national anthem?
Do you think he's going to go over 120.5 seconds?
Nah, he's going under that.
All right. I was also going to
Does he
pick the
sing?
under. What color liquid is going to be poured on the winning coach? You
Oh,
got blue,
fun.
red, orange, purple. Any shade of yellow and green and clear slash water or no liquid.
Clear trash water. Let's see, that's the thing. If the Chiefs win, I'm going nothing. But if the Eagles win, I'm going with purple.
All right, so Chiefs, nothing. Eagles,
Is
purple.
this they show it? Or
Yeah,
just it happens?
they usually show it. All right. I am gonna just take blue. I don't know what colors they usually give them. I don't think they give them all six colors.
No, I don't think so.
So I'm just gonna go with blue. All right. Who will the Super Bowl MVP mention first in his speech? His teammates, God or Jesus, the city, the coach, the owner, Family or family members?
God of Jesus, dude. Obviously. I mean, it comes down to Mahomes or Hurts pretty much is who it's going to be. I think both of them have pretty much started every single speech, which I want to thank God. So.
It is the favorite. So I'm taking God or Jesus. I've seen way too many people thank that first to bet anything else.
Yeah.
Let's go down a few more. All right, who's going to win the coin toss?
Who's the home team? Who's calling it?
Does not say.
I don't know. All right. In that case, I'll go to Chiefs.
I think the Eagles are home, so I guess the Chiefs would be calling it, right?
And I'll go Chiefs either way.
All right, I'll go Philly. All right. This one's called the Drake Curse. Which
Oh, okay.
team apparel will Drake be wearing on Super Bowl Sunday? This one may not even happen.
Eagles.
Eagles, dang.
Eagles.
Well, that's not good for me.
Big fan
I was going to
of
guess.
it. I think he was wearing Ravens gear earlier when we were playing.
I decided to pick the opposite of you. Eagles
Oh.
to run the Philly special? I don't think so.
No.
That's plus 3,300. Imagine if they do.
Unless they're blowing them out and they do it just as like a callback, there's no way.
All right, some of these are TV ads. All right, and we're getting all this from Bovada.lv. They're the premier in sports betting, so don't forget to go to that website. They should be for that great promo, I should be getting some sort of kickback, but they probably won't.
Sweet, awesome. When you announce
All
that,
right, how many roughing the passer penalties will be called?
is this an over under one or is it just a guess the number?
You guessed the number.
Two.
All right, I'm guessing one. That one's kind of weird. You think, will Andy Reid say burger in his post-game on-field interview? I don't think so. Why
No.
would he mention the
What a dumb question.
word burger?
That's one of the ones that's like, I threw a dollar down on that just in case it happens, and I made a bunch of money.
Yeah. Wow. Taylor Swift to announce pregnancy during or after the Super Bowl? Is there something we
No.
don't know? Oh, there's a lot of Taylor Swift specials.
I believe that.
All right. And let's see, what team attire will Jason Kelce be wearing during the game?
I think he's going to go to the classic Donna Kelsey split, right?
So both?
Yeah.
Dang, I'm going Eagles. Mean, he's 1 year removed.
Yeah, but I mean, he talked about on their podcast, he was like, I'm rooting for both teams because I love my brother. So
I think deep down he's actually rooting for the Eagles.
I think so too, but I think he's just as tired of the dynasty as everyone else is.
Yeah, and he doesn't want to be so far away from his brother in Super Bowl rings. You know, that's what I'm thinking. All right. So here are two more. Will this game go to overtime?
You know what? Fuck it. I'll say yes.
Okay. I'm saying no. I'm giving up 1600. You're getting plus 700. All right. Will the power go out during this Super Bowl? What are you thinking?
No, I think that they took extensive measures to make sure that does not happen.
It is minus 15,000.
My God. That's
All
so
right.
funny.
And the final one, will Jason Kelce retire on field after the Super Bowl? Or Travis Kelce, sorry.
Does it? No, I think if they win, I think he retires, but I don't think he's doing it on the field.
All right. I have the same as well. So hopefully whoever does some of these bets listens to us. There's a million of those types of bets out there. You can get combined points with this plus basketball games of, random people. I definitely suggest you have some fun and check some of these out. We only went through a handful. The page is highly extensive. You ever do some of these crazy bets before?
On that, no, I haven't. I've seen like I always do like the national anthem one and stuff like that, but not if Andy Reid's gonna say burger on field.
Well, I think we will might have to do a recap of the Super Bowl now since we did all this. So I guess this is not the final installment. I guess we'll have one more, right?
Let's do it.
All right. So for those of you at home, just so you know, we both are highly confident in the Eagles winning this Super Bowl. Our last picks were the Eagles and the Chiefs. So right now, we're helping you guys
We're doing all
out.
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing all right.
All right. And we just took 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 14 bets if I'm counting correctly.
There you go.
Let's see how we do. Thank you, Brady. Hopefully the Eagles can pull the victory down and I can see another parade. And
There you go.
any last words?
I will say, don't listen to my bet on the overtime. I'll probably go with Dan on that
Yeah, and you can check us out on the podcast on everything.com. Any major podcast apps we are on. You can also email us at info@thepodcastoneverything.com. So thank you guys for listening and good luck
Tell us.
betting
Tell
and
us how you did. I want to see if
first.
anybody actually took our advice.
Yeah, let us know. All right. I'll see you. Thanks, Brady.
Yeah.